Oakland, California is showing signs of a turnaround. Gone are the days when earthquake, fire, and economic recession ravaged its fortunes and image. Today, Oakland's distressed downtown is being remade under the leadership of Mayor Jerry Brown. Business people welcome the change, but some residents are complaining of the gentrification, or gerrification, of Oakland. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Atop Oakland's landmark Tribune Tower flies a white flag with a green oak tree and this single word, there, as in the famous quote by Gertrude Stein, in which she allegedly maligned Oakland, saying there's no there there. Oakland boosters, such as developer John Protopapas, insist that Stein's quote has been misinterpreted, that she wasn't referring to Oakland so much as the fact that her childhood home in the city had been destroyed by a fire. It wasn't there.
We decided, let's put up a there flag, because there is a there there in Oakland. It's a source of pride. It's a source of inspiration. It's defiant. You know, Oakland, we got a lot of work to do. We're tough. We're gritty.
That optimism is palpable in downtown these days, where scores of buildings are being renovated, both as homes and offices. This building spree is reflected in a plucky ad campaign Oakland is sponsoring in its sophisticated sister city, San Francisco. The ads encourage people to leave your heart in San Francisco. We're more interested in your business. Another asks, really want to be taken for a ride? Buy a house in San Francisco.
Those ads are meant to both spoof San Francisco, but also create the kind of buzz that will attract the talent that will transform the city.
And Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown is setting his sights high, very high.
If you look at the great cities in history, Athens, Florence, Rome, London, Paris, they're great because the people were great. And for Oakland to attain its real potential, we have to attract great and interesting and creative people.
Brown hopes that talent hunt will fuel what he calls his 10K plan, an effort to build enough market-rate housing to bring 10,000 new residents to downtown. The city also has plans for 1 million square feet in new downtown office space. Forbes magazine ranks Oakland as the 10th best city in America in which to do business. Some say that given Oakland's favorable climate, infrastructure, and still affordable housing stock, the city's resurgence is all but inevitable. But Oakland Port Commissioner Phil Tagami says it might not happen without Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown brings a rock star-like status, having been governor for 8 years. Jerry brings a level of intellectual honesty to each discussion and debate that makes it difficult for those who are fearful of what he brings, either fans or aware that their cause may be lost.
But not everyone is so impressed, including some of Brown's former supporters. UC Berkeley professor Ishmael Reed wrote and read a poem for Brown's inauguration.
One of the reasons I moved to Oakland was because of its diversity. I see that disappearing.
Reed says eviction rates have tripled under Jerry Brown.
The trend in Oakland here is what I would call ethnic cleansing. African Americans are being pushed out of Oakland into eastern places like Sacramento, or they're going to Fresno or Stockton to the suburbs because they can't afford the rents here.
Oakland's crime rate is also down. Some complain Brown has adopted a Rudy Giuliani approach to crime and that the police are too aggressive. They point to the current prosecution of 4 Oakland police officers, known as the Riders, for beating suspects and filing false reports. That's provided a platform for former city council member Wilson Riles, who plans to run against the mayor for re-election next year.
So what he's doing is raising the level of harassment and basically allowing an increase in opportunities for citizens to be abused, essentially, by the police department. And there has ample evidence of increased abuse on the part of the police department.
But Brown makes no apologies for his aggressive anti-crime posture.
Now, the challenge is, if you wait till you see the gun, the trigger is already pulled. If you are proactive and you see a car and the driver looks evasive, or there's a and there's some kind of defect in the light or something else obvious, and you stop it and you say you want to search, then they call it profiling. So you're faced with a dilemma of either acting on your hunches, of course within the law, or pulling back and waiting for the crimes to occur, and then of course we get the statistics that you've been seeing in the last few months.
Brown's take-no-prisoners approach to nearly every issue confronting Oakland has earned him an award from the neoconservative Manhattan Institute as America's most innovative mayor. With a wave of his hand, Brown dismisses his critics who say they thought they were electing a liberal-leaning populist 3 years ago. Those critics, says Brown, should get an intellectual life. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland, California.